This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Whānau, it's me, the Triple SD. Welcome to this Deep In Sessions. Today, we're going back to a time when the lines between the guitar shop and the record deck started to blur. We're heading to the north of England, late 1980s, the ears thick with smoke, the jeans are impossibly wide, and the drums have a certain swing to them. This is the era of Baggy. In this episode, we're tracing the DNA of a movement. We're starting with the psychedelic, loose-limbed grooves of the Manchester indie scene, the Roses, the Mondays, the Charlatans, and we're following that energy as it spills out of the dark basements of the Hacienda and into the M25 orbital fields. We're moving from the shuffle beat to the four-on-the-floor kick drum, from the indie anthem to the birth of rave. Kick back, get loose. This is the story of how the guitar heads found the strobe light. This is Baggy. Light it up, turn up that sub as we go deep down into our sound from the underground.
Thank you.
You're locked into the deep peak of that Dove double drop. And we are deep in the baggy pocket right now. That track you just heard is all about the 16th note shuffle. See, what people miss is that the baggy scene wasn't just about guitars. It was about the breakbeat. That funky, loose drumming from James Brown Records was being filtered through the Manchester rain. Keep that rhythm in your head, because that shuffle is the direct ancestor of the jungle sound. We're basically listening to drum and bass in slow motion. We're just a few years and about 40 BPM away from the birth of the rolling break. The DNA is already there. That's the Mondays, and you can hear the influence Baggy taught the indie kids how to stop looking at their shoes and start feeling the floor. It brought that heavy dub and reggae influence into the UK mainstream. That low-end frequency you're hearing, that's the foundation of sub-bass culture. It started as a melodic bass line in a Baggy tune, but it's evolving into a physical force. It's moving from the melody to the ribcage. Before long, that bass won't just be a sound. It'll be the heartbeat of the underground.
Thank you. what to do. I'm gonna get deep down.
What is it that you want to do?
We want to get
loaded. We want to get loaded.
And we want to have a good time.
We want to have a good time.
Just what is it you want to do? That's the question that changed everything. When Andrew Weatherall took a rock track and put it through a sampler for Primal Scream, he broke the blueprint. He showed us that you could cut, paste, and loop your way into a new reality. This remix culture is where the DJ becomes a producer. It's the same DIY energy that would eventually fuel the bedroom studios of the jungle pioneers. They took the same samples used for these baggy remixes and used them to slice up the aim and break. It's all one continuous thread of sonic rebellion. the sun is nearly up. That gum that you've been chewing for the last 6 hours tastes like nothing but the best kind. Eyes still dilated, looking towards the future. You just heard Pacific State by 808 State. Listen to those keys, those atmospheric bird chirps. That is a blueprint for atmospheric drum and bass. We've moved from the baggy jeans of the north to the M25 orbital fields, and eventually we're heading back into the urban jungle. The long weekend of the late 80s had to end, and as it did, the music got faster, darker, and more intense. Baggy was the sunset of the rock era, and jungle was the midnight that followed. Thanks for riding the groove with me. Stay deep.
Got to keep the fire burning. Keep my ears to and turning. Got to keep the fire burning. Keep my ears to and turning.
keep the fire burning. Keep my ritual and turning.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.